but we're not doing audio. Go back to
What?
You. Let's say we're working on it here. Still getting nothing? Maybe we should just go to the record player.
I'm already having fans message me.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you saying? What are they saying?
Hey, Smalls.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's going to do this?
Facebook's already lighting up, huh? It's a Friday. Equipment took the day off. I like that.
All
right.
We're just
going to
go
up
and do this one.
The comment behind it. They need a computer guy.
They need a computer guy, Brock.
There we go. All right.
Record?
No. We're good to go. Good.
Hey, yeah, I guess we do need a computer guy. Thank God we got Brock in the house, and DJ Smalls is in the house, along with myself. I'm Brian. Again, welcome live. We are the Sports Huddle Show. We'll let these guys introduce themselves, and we're going to hop into a bunch of topics here today. So take it away, guys.
Hello, I am Smalls, also known as DJ Smalls.
And I'm Brock, Brock Wurzbacher. I run Route to PCS.
So if you ever need your computer cleaned or anything, Brock, you are the guy. DJ Smalls, I got a wedding coming up here in a couple, I want to say about a year. So I'm gonna be calling you.
Yeah, okay? Just hit me up on Killing It Entertainment.
All right, I got you. We're going to talk about the MinDak Titans, semi-pro football team here in town. We'll hit Smalls up with that. He's a big guy on that situation. Brock, what do you got today? What do you want to bring up?
Well, you know, we should talk about the NCAA now allowing their players to get paid.
Let's do it. What's your first topic then? NCAA passed the rule that players can now be paid for autographs and what else was it? I'm thinking it was
endorsements, autographs,
and all that.
Commercials, all that good crap. Yeah.
What do you? What's your feeling on that situation?
They should be, because they're not having a job outside of this. They got to get paid somehow. Got to make money.
I guess they got to get to school, you know, pay for school. Guys that aren't, you know, most of the good players, though, are having, you know, like, what do you call it? Full rides. So, I mean, it's a big thing right now going on. NCAA has been working on it for a couple of years, trying to get this passed. I think it's going to be big, but can you guys imagine this, okay? You got Reggie Bush, Johnny Manziel,
Tom Brady
for another one, and you got all of these players that are sitting here saying, dang it, why didn't they have this when we were in school? Because we would have been rich and we could have drove Benz's when we got out of school. Smalls, what's your feeling on this situation?
I think it's a good idea that they are bringing that back, because I'm excited, because I hope they bring back college football for the video game systems, because I was a big fan, and actually be able to have names and everything, and let's bring it.
Well, think about this. I think they've been trying to get this passed since 2009. There's been a lawsuit since 2009 out there, and they kept putting barricades up to get them to stop it.
I agree with both of you. I mean, I think it's about time college football decides, hey, you know what? We're one step away from the pros. All these guys that sit out in a bowl game, though, I think, should not be paid. If you're going to sit out in a bowl game because you don't want to get hurt before you go to the draft and you're getting paid for it, no. I don't think that, but I think you should be paid for being that, you know, football. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm ready for this. NCAA 2021 on PlayStation 4 and all the rest of the systems. I'm ready. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I've been a Notre Dame fan since I was little. Let's get all these guys back and get them paid. And, you know, I think recruiting's going to take off in a hurry, too, with all this stuff going on.
What do you think about the transfer rule, though? Do you think that'll affect the endorsement deals with that? Because, you know, how are we going to pay people, endorse this, have their school colors on there, and then the player transfers out? Because you got the transfer rule now to where you don't have to sit out.
I think the transfer rule, I mean, hey, if the school wants to pay them, if they want to transfer out, say I play sports, right? I'm getting paid. I'm going to the University of Michigan, okay? I want to opt out. I want to go somewhere else. I want to transfer. All right, cool. Let me transfer. If that school, though, I believe, this is how I feel. You guys tell me if you agree with me. If that school doesn't want to pay you on your transfer rule, then shut it down. You can't transfer. What do you guys think of that deal?
I agree on that. I just, if you get transferred in, rather lose that money and not stay at the school that's going to pay you, then you're cut. You cut your losses.
I personally think if they're going to transfer out, they're not going to transfer if the other school doesn't pay them, with as far as endorsements and all that.
That's true, but I got one thing to say. Florida State's already playing. They're paying their players anyway. You know what FSU stands for, right? Free Shoes University. All you got to do to get in there is spell Nike. N-I-K-E, baby, and you're playing football at Florida State University. That's the joke being a Notre Dame fan.
So are you saying that Nike's going to have endorsements of all their players in Florida then, wearing their shoes and products in Florida?
You think so?
I'm just wondering.
Come on, Brock. I'm thinking, who's going to be the first one? Which team will be the first one to get the big endorsement from Nike, Reebok, Under Armour?
Are you talking about college football?
College football. Who's going to be the big one to pay? Who's going to be the first big college player to pay? That's pretty tough to pick.
I think we should just go down by the school by that. And it's going to be Ohio State.
You think it'll be Ohio State? Really?
Or Alabama, 1-2. I don't know.
I can't stand Alabama. But
there's four schools in college football for the big, you know, for the big bowl games.
Alabama, Clemson.
Yep.
Ohio State.
LSU, maybe.
I can't say Ohio State because I'm also a Michigan fan.
I can't say so OSU, you know.
Oh, geez, that's even worse. No. The Scarlet and Red.
Big Red.
That's just like the rumor here, Smalls. You know the saying at UND, friends don't let friends go to NDSU. You understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and when friends don't let friends go to Minnesota and play hockey. So we understand that as well, too, just so we know. We're going to talk Sioux hockey coming up later on down the road. We're going to have college football, hopefully. Maybe try and get Bubba in here. We'll talk some football. Dave Haxtell signs a big deal with the Seattle Kraken. I'm very happy for him.
I got one big question on this.
What?
Do you think it's crap that we cannot draft, or that they cannot take any players from the Vegas Golden Knights team because they're too new of a franchise? So we can't, all their players are protected from this.
Yeah, I do. I think every team should throw a couple in. Rumor has it that I don't think he's going to go, but the Washington Capitals are trying to find a way to keep TJ in Washington. But what would you guys think of this? Okay, Minnesota lets Parisi go. Washington lets TJ go. And Chicago, which I know will never happen, lets Johnny Taves go, and they all sign with Seattle and come back and go under Haxtell. Smalls, what do you think of that deal?
I think it would be a good idea, but I doubt that's going to happen.
He's also Haxtell's also second in command on this, so he doesn't get the final say either.
Well, if he wants to give everybody in Grand Forks a huge, huge, huge Christmas present, that would be the one. right there.
So what would be their new name, the Kraken Sioux?
The Seattle Sioux, and we'll come out with the logo. I'd love it. I'm right well, there. I like that, though.
Well, you know, and then also you got to remember Ohio, the Sens, Ottawa Senators, they basically drafted all Sioux.
They did.
Yeah, so
that's
the
right.
Big question is that's going to hamper Ottawa's plans down the pipeline?
I think it might. Yep. I really do. I think it might. So we got the big hockey guy in here right now with DJ Smalls. DJ Smalls, what
hockey guy?
You're a hockey guy, aren't you?
I'm a
semi hockey guy. Yeah. You're like me. We're keeping up on the playoffs.
You know, just looking at the comments, we got one from David saying that all those players will never happen. That we'll never get all those two guys.
It's everybody's wish, though.
It can be a wish. It can be a Christmas gift, you know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe a couple Sioux players on there, but I don't highly doubt that's going to be.
I think Parisi, they want that Parisi go. That would be a big.
To be honest, I wouldn't want Parisi.
I'll take
TJ Oshie.
Zach's getting up there, but I think Zach is running wheels. I think he's. I don't want to say old because it doesn't. You know, I'm older than he is, and I hate saying he's old.
And he would have something to prove because I feel like in Minnesota he's not appreciated, whereas I think he. So I feel like he's underappreciated in Minnesota. To whereas if he went to Seattle, he'd get more respect out of that.
Well, we can all wish in one hand, and hopefully someday down the road we'll have a Seattle Sioux encounter where we can get Could you imagine though? Can you just take it though? Can you imagine playing against your ex college coach? I know they have before because he was head coach for the Flyers, but that's got to be weird, man. That has to be weird. I mean, you're sitting there on the opposing bench, and you got your college coach sitting over there, and you're like, man, I want to just go up and talk to him, you know, see how he's doing. I know they do that, but during the game and everything, it's just kind of, you know, it's got to be weird, though.
Another thought here is, Parise will retire before he goes to another team. That's another comment coming in.
Zach's been, he's been with the Wild now. How long? How long, Smalls? Do you know right offhand?
I want to say around like 2004, maybe. I know they signed that big contract. It was him and Ryan Suter.
That was the big deal. That was like $100 million, wasn't it? Him and Ryan signed that contract. That was, it was 2005 when they signed the big deal.
Turn my mic up. There we go.
There you go.
Fact checker, 13 years.
Years. Wow. It's been that long.
That's what it says online.
2021. It was 17. We were close. But
we're not perfect over here.
No, we're not. We're only perfect about one thing, and that's Sioux hockey. We bleed green. So, all right. What, Smalls? You got something you wanna chat about?
Oh yeah. See the shirt on the side right here. I am part of the semi-pro football team, the Mandaic Titans, formerly known as the Tri-City North Stars. We just started our first season as the Titans, and we are still going. We are on a break this week. Next week, we play the Sabercats in Minnesota, and as well as the next week, we have the St. Paul, or no, not St. Paul, it's the Minnesota Warriors. We are trying to push for the playoffs. So just want to give a shout out to my Mindec Titans.
Well, let's ask this. Where do you guys play?
We play in East Grand Forks. So our next home game and last home game will be on July 26th in East Grand Forks.
I have a quick question for you. Really quick. All right. I was there, what was it? A year ago.
Yeah.
1 year ago I saw him play. And I knew a couple guys on that team. And them guys, you got to get out and support them. They're great. They're a great football program, great team. They got a great coach. Everything, and Smalls does a awesome job at what he does, but is Kareem still playing?
Yes, he is injured right now, but...
Is he? One of my good friends, Kareem Joseph, went to school with him over at Northland Community and Technical College. I coached football over there for 1 year, and we had him. He's a great guy. Kareem, if you're listening, good luck, and I hope you guys... Smalls, good luck to you and the team. I hope you guys... We're going to keep you up in here. on a playoff push, and we're gonna get you guys a playoff push. And
I need a third ring. That's what I need.
You got two already. Yeah, huh?
I need another one.
Well, you got to bring those in, man.
I'll bring them in next show. Yeah. Next show, I'll bring them in.
Bring them in and show them off. You're not going to be as full as Tom Brady, but no. You can say,
trying to catch up to him.
You can say, hey, I got my two rings. Where's yours?
We also do like community projects too. So come out and support us too.
All right, we got talking Mindak football. Anybody's got any questions? Hit us up on the site, and we can we'll talk whatever you guys want to talk about sports wise. The big thing coming up the end of July is the Olympics. We'll probably get into that more next week. What my big guy over here on the far side's got something he wants to bring up. Brock, what's up?
You know what about semi pro baseball coming next year officially to Grand Forks? But we got the Brainerd or Manitoba team from Canada up here right now playing at Craft Field. What do we think about the new semi-baseball team coming up?
I got a chance. I drove by one night with my son, and we were going to stop, and we were going to go to a game. Okay. How can you not afford getting into a semi-pro baseball game at $6? I mean, you're going to a Fargo, the Red Hawks game, but you're going to a Twins game now. Yep. Twins game tickets for the Yankees, because I'm a big Yankees fan. God help me. I know you two will rip me on that, as long as being a Cowboys fan, too. You guys can rip me all you want September 10th when we get beat.
And everybody
by
in
Tampa
the comments Bay. Keep bashing this guy, too.
Oh, quit, please. Please, please, please. No, before anybody starts on the comments, I'm not a bandwagon jumper. You can ask my fiance. She'll tell you how mad I get when the Cowboys lose. I get mad, and she stays away from me for a week.
How many TVs break in a year?
Haven't broke one yet, but she actually, when we lost to Green Bay in the playoffs that year,
I like how you point to Steve there, not me. Like, he's a Packer fan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're the Packers fan, and you're the Tennessee Titans fan, right?
Yes, sir.
But okay. He can take the fall, though, on this. He can take the fall.
You're lucky you still have a spot to sit being a Packers fan. No, just kidding. But she can tell you, she took the remote away from me because I was throwing the remote so much on the floor. And we have a swear jar at home. I had to buy pizza for a month after that game. So that tells you how bad it was.
When the NFL season starts up, we'll make one just for you. And then you can tell us all about your beautiful experiences.
Oh, I'll make one for you, especially for this show. Yeah.
Perfect.
You know what? I'll make one for you all. So when I come in, you guys can sit there and be like, they won again? I'll be like, how about them Cowboys?
Let's get the comments going. What do we think the Cowboys are going to do this year record-wise?
I want to know. First of all, before we get going on that, how's everybody think the Vikings are going to do this year? Seriously.
I think they're going to be doing good. I think they're going to have a good season, but I doubt they're going to make the playoffs.
We were talking about that before we went on the air here about how we thought the Vikings were going to be. We're going to get you in here, too.
Someone said 3-13.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm going to go at least 8-8, but more than likely 9-9. Oh, no, we got 17. They're going to win 9 games this year.
9 games?
8 or 9.
I think you better stay in the office because that computer stuff is starting to get to your head. I think they get a tough schedule.
I'll say like 7 games they'll win.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They got a tough schedule. Yeah. That schedule's really tough this year. But October 31st, Halloween night, baby. I'm going to be there.
Well, let's go, Katie. What do you think here? Let's have a break the tie here.
Well, I mean, they still have Kirk Cousins, right? I don't really know football. I mean, I'm a Vikings fan, but... Oh, yeah, I'm desk. Oh, you did get that figured out.
I got it figured out.
I got it figured out.
I got you. What do you think? Vikings, 17 games. How many are they going to win this year?
I don't know. 7's my lucky number. So
7's your lucky number?
I mean, as long as I got Kirk Cousins, I think they'll do all right.
I think that rookie is going to come in and win it all.
So we got here 7-9 wins is what we came up with.
Can we turn Katie off me? And she said she likes Kirk Cousins. I mean,
he's not bad.
You know,
it's not Kirk Cousins. It's that O-line that's always messing him up. That's the thing. It's the offensive line.
Thank you.
Zimmer.
My daughter is a huge, huge, huge Vikings fan. Huge Vikings fan. And she's like, I'm like, God, Cousins is terrible. And she's like, Dad, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, what? And she goes, How's he supposed to throw the football when he's got no time? And he can't run that good. But when you this year, you got Delvin Cook. You got an O-line. You got Delvin Cook. You got Jefferson. You got Cousins. He's going to be, you know.
Can't forget like Thielen.
Thielen from the Minnesota boy
and
from
then
Detroit.
And Herb Smith Jr., the tight end that's taking over Kyle Rudolph's spot now.
Kyle Rudolph ended up where? Where did
the
he
Giants.
End? He's with the Giants, yeah. Right? Okay. So.
But I think he's injured now. It might be a season injury.
Really?
Yep.
He got hurt already, huh?
So the guy went from 3-13 to 11 wins now. So
11 wins?
Yeah, that's
oof. Everybody's moving up. Do we got anybody? Let's put it out this way. I'll put it out this way, okay? And we'll see if anybody pops it, all right? Seven, Katie, right?
Yeah, seven.
Katie says seven.
I'm going to go with eight.
Brock says eight.
I'm sticking with seven.
Seven, eight, seven. I say seven, but you know what? I'll go in the middle and I'll say nine.
I was going to say, if you're going to pick seven, what are we, in Vegas? Because that would have been
three seconds. I'll go nine and we'll try. We'll see if we can. We'll see. Anybody thinks, what do we got, 11?
We got
Dave Johnson says they're going to win 11 this year.
I don't know about that. That's a stretch there.
That may be a stretch, but then I can see it, though, because they upgraded. They did upgrade on the defensive
offense,
spot
defense. Wide receivers. I mean, they got it all.
I don't know. They're building their defense. I mean, they got that Breland from Kansas City, Patrick Peterson. They picked up another Cowboy.
That's going to be huge.
And the Cowboys cornerback Xavier Woods.
Oh, God. You can have them. We don't want them.
I'm going to say this right now. I think the Vikings are going to have a better record than the Cowboys.
I'm going to go with that.
I'm not trying to pull your chain, or I'm just saying that's what I'm calling right now.
Wow. Wow. Smalls, you were my friend. I'm hurting right now. Andy just popped in and said the Vikings are going to win 12 games, and he likes Justin Jefferson. I love that rookie. Justin Jefferson, that was the best steal.
That was a steal in that draft.
The Vikings, I mean, usually find a way to screw up a draft. Anyway, they'll find a way to screw up a draft, but I'll tell you what. That pick with Justin Jefferson, that had to be probably the best pick since Randy Moss. I like that. I love that pick. Justin Jefferson was good. I think the Vikings has got a steal, though, in the draft. They took all them guys. They got a lot of players in the draft, a lot of young guys. They're going to be okay. I don't see them going 12-5 this year. But the division-wise, division is pretty much wide open other than...
Detroit will be the bottom feeder on that division.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions will be the bottom feeder, then it will be followed by the Bears, and then it's going to come down to the Packers and Vikes, or Packers and Vikes.
Again. You know, honestly, if your boy doesn't sign a contract and quit crying and acting like a baby diva, I think you guys may have a chance to win that division, but what they call Mr. Rogers' neighborhood in Green Bay, it might be in a little bit of a trouble this year because I think...
he's actually toxic, in a sense, too. The Packers a little bit. It's either his way or no way.
I like Green Bay's running game. I'll give you that.
Aaron Jones is a stud.
That's why I have him on my fantasy football team. I love him.
Is that about the only player that anybody has for the Packers this year on the show?
Davante Adams is my
you have
Davante?
You have him?
Yep.
You had him? Yeah, he was a big steal. My number one pick every year now from now on, and it's been since he came in the league. Was Pat Mahomes. This is my number one. That guy is just unreal. But
you mean Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog here.
We got
yeah, he's good though. I like Pat Mahomes.
We got a comment saying that Packers will be the bottom feeders this year with the crybaby, so.
Oh, who said that?
Andy. I think you might be your new best friend over there.
Andy, yeah. you are by far my new best friend. I love you, Andy. Everybody that hates Green Bay and hates the Gophers, you're my friends. I love you.
Well, you gotta hate the Gophers to watch the show, otherwise you can't, you know, watch it. Because
yeah.
I don't know. I saw David Johnson posted that the Vikings offense is the same. O-line is getting better and defense is stacked. It is true, but the O-line, still, we got to work on that. I know they just drafted one of the top best offensive linemen.
I heard about that. He's, yeah. They're gonna be good. We were talking too, really quick. Another one, really quick. We were talking about Fields from the Bears. Now, when we came in today, because you know what? I have been so itching, Smalls, so itching. We've been friends for a long time. And I've been so itching to get a hold of you just to get this and see what your feeling is. Chicago's quarterback carousel. I mean, you got Justin Fields, you got Nick Foles, and you have, who's the other one?
Andy Dalton.
Andy, thank God he's out of Dallas. No, and Andy Dalton, sorry. What... Will Justin Fields start?
Is I don't he think be he's going to start. I don't you think he's going to. I think Andy Dalton's going to get the start, and then I think mid-season. This is how I'm going to predict it. Mid-season, okay. Justin Fields is going to start.
You think so?
Yep.
What's your feeling on that?
I think they're all three going to rotate.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they'll all play like four games.
Well, I think they're trying to trade Nick Foles. They're trying to trade Nick Foles.
I feel bad.
No team wants him right now.
Where'd he go? He went from
trade him for Aaron Rodgers.
He went from Philadelphia to Jacksonville. To Chicago, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it like Philadelphia, Jacksonville, back to Philadelphia a little bit, and then to the Bears?
Yeah, because he played with Carson. That year they won the Super Bowl, he came back.
In Minnesota. That was just supposed to be Minnesota Super Bowl.
No.
We're not. No. Don't go.
Yes, I'm a Titans fan, but I still like the Vikings.
I'm a Cowboys fan, but I want to say, I can't say I'm a diehard. I gave up. And really quick, I went into a restaurant one year when who was it? The kicker. What's his name? The old kicker for the Vikings. Not Gary Anderson. Who's the one that missed the field goal?
Oh, Blair Walsh.
Blair Walsh.
Far left.
Blair Walsh missed that field goal. And we were coming home from Mankato from visiting my daughter. And we stopped at the mall in... down in the cities, and we went in to have some ice cream because I told my fiance, I said, if this game gets close, we're going to stop somewhere so I can watch the end. She's like, okay. We watched the end, and Kyle Rudolph caught that pass and ran out of bounds, and they brought Blair Walsh on the field. I literally, you ask my Smalls, you can ask my fiance.
I think
this.
We all felt the same way. I know where you're going, Brian.
Smalls, you can ask my fiance this question. And she'll tell you, yes, he did. I literally got up out of my chair and was walking out the door. And she looked at me and said, what are you doing? And I said, he's going to miss it because it's the Minnesota Jinx. It always happens. Mm-hmm. And the year the Vikings played Atlanta and missed that field goal.
Gary Anderson.
Small, I had tickets for the Super Bowl on my desk waiting for me on my table, literally sitting right on my table staring at me. And since then, I have always thought if the Vikings ever get in an NFC championship game, it's like Snickers. Not going anywhere for a while.
It's why they wear the purple.
You know, and you know that year that they were in Atlanta, that was, and Randy Moss made that remix of We're Going to Miami.
Yeah.
That was another jinx right there. That like, do not make a song that you're going to go to Miami, you know, for the Super Bowl and...
The one that threw me off was the Minnesota Miracle. I love that. That was.
I'll tell you a story on that game. So I left home. You know, I was like, okay, I'm disappointed. Whatever. You know, I'm gonna go meet up with some friends.
Yep.
I had to go run an errand or something. Came back home, and I watched the game, and I saw that play happen. I started crying. I ain't gonna lie. I started crying.
Oh,
my mom is in the living room. She's like, "What? Why are you crying?" I'm like. Did you just not see this play? It's a Minneapolis Miracle. Like Casey Keenum to Stephon Diggs. Really? That was such a great play.
You know what? You're making me cry right now, even thinking about this play.
He's actually in tears right now.
Well, it's funny because it's like we were having a party at my house when my dad had friends over, and I remember that play. When he caught it, they all were just freaking out. Popcorn everywhere. They spilled stuff. It was crazy. That play.
I remember sitting downstairs watching this game, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This is going to seriously happen. They're going to lose to New Orleans at home at U.S. Bank Stadium. The crowd's going absolutely crazy. They're going to get beat, right? He threw that pass, and Diggs caught it. And as soon as Diggs took off for the end zone, I didn't know what to say. I just started crying. I'm literally in tears right now.
I know. I can see it from here.
I got tears running down my face. I am, if you don't know me, I'm a huge Diggs fan. And it hurt. The day they got rid of Diggs, absolutely tore me.
Him
and
complaining.
Buffalo got a steal on Diggs, too.
Buffalo got...
Well, look at the draft picks that the Vikings got, and look who they got, though. So, I mean, it kind of worked out both ends.
But the Buffalo Bills can do something right away with them.
Yeah.
Vikings have to rebuild. And they're almost there.
But look, we got Jefferson out of that draft for that trade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the question is, would you trade right now? Would you trade if we would have had, if say Buffalo would have had Jefferson, would you have traded Diggs for Jefferson straight up?
To be honest, I would.
Ooh, Smalls.
I would.
Well, you know, we got it. Yeah.
I would.
I like this. We got to talk about this a minute. Smalls, why would you trade Diggs? I mean, I love Diggs.
Okay? I like Diggs too, but I'd rather take Jefferson. Got to get the youngins in. And,
well, I'm talking, you know. Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
You're talking future. We were talking about his question. Yeah, was about
I
was,
I would. I still would. Even if it was, let's say, Buffalo Bills had Jefferson for that year. And then Diggs was still with the Vikings. I would swap him. I would still swap him.
Just talking about Diggs is even making me kind of teary-eyed still. I mean, I love the guy. But when he caught that pass, I didn't know what to do. I remember it because we were downstairs at our house and watching the game. And all of a sudden, I hit the holy button.
So we got a comment on here saying that Jefferson will be better than Diggs. I don't think that's true.
All right. I think so. Go ahead. Go ahead. You think so?
Well, let's say it's going to be like Randy Moss.
Oh, God.
And then we got another one saying that Diggs wants to be number one wide receiver, and he wanted out. That's why he left Minnesota.
It's true.
Which is a true deal.
The rumor has it, I used to live in the cities, and I knew a little bit about the situation, kind of. He wanted out because, one, yeah, they were right. He wanted a number one receiver. He wanted to be the number one. Two, he didn't want to play with Kirk Cousins because of all the drama going on. Because somebody decided, I'm not going to give names, Adam Thielen, decided to jump on the plane when they were heading home and said, I want the ball. I want the ball more. I want the ball more. I want the ball more. And, you know, that whole fiasco is when Diggs just said, forget it. And everybody just, well, get rid of him then if he don't want to be here. But you know what? I think he's happy where he's at. I'm happy for him. I'm very happy for him. And I'm like you. You're a Tennessee fan. You're a Vikings fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Vikings fan. Anybody but the Packers. I don't care if the Vikings win two games all year. Just beat Green Bay twice and I'm happy. But, yeah, I said that.
But, sorry, the only three teams I despise are the Packers, Cowboys, and the Patriots.
You're gone, too. So I'm doing the sports show by myself from now on. No, so, I'm just kidding.
Why do we have a Patriots fan in here? I didn't think the New England Cheaters were allowed.
Yeah. I'm not a Patriots fan.
No?
I'm not. Oh, okay. Katie, are you a Patriots fan?
No, I'm not.
I think she's just saying that to stay here.
I still hate Tom Brady.
Just a Vikings fan. Just a Vikings
you
fan.
You what?
I hate Tom Brady.
You hate Tom Brady?
Yeah. I think he needs to go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though?
Well, so do we hate Tampa Bay now?
I mean, let's just say if Tom Brady went to like either Tennessee or Minnesota, then I probably wouldn't hate him.
So let me ask you this.
If he brings this championship, but if he choked, then he got to go.
Let me ask you this. Okay. You don't like the Packers. You're like me. When the Vikings signed Brett Favre.
Oh, I was ecstatic. I was a Brett Favre fan. I didn't like the Packers, but I love Brett Favre.
I'll tell you what. When they signed Brett Favre,
I was happy.
I was ready. I shouldn't say this, but because I don't wish ill on people, but I would have been one of them people to throw the bounty down for New Orleans.
I was just going to bring that up, too.
When they threw the bounty on Brett Favre, I would have threw some money in there just to say, here you go. Yeah. Take it.
Well, what do we think about this, though? Because look what the punishment that the Saints got out of that. They, what, lost draft picks? They didn't lose anything. I mean, they lost their coach for, what, 1 year? And then he got to come back. Favre had to retire after that year.
Yep.
That's the one thing that, you know, that sucked for him.
Well, what punishment has New England got since they've done all this stuff? They did the Inflategate.
Inflategate.
They did, what's his name? The owner. For the Patriots.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah. Robert Kraft did the thing for the massage.
Yeah.
What else? And all the Vikings have done is a boat party. And they're scared of water now. So, I mean, this is just, you know what I mean?
I think Robert Kraft just paid in Kraft mac and cheese. Got a supply of it, you know.
Kraft mac and cheese and a little money under the table, yeah. And said, here you go, we're good to go. And then all of a sudden, okay, now, being one more topic on NFL, then we'll switch it over, okay? What do you guys think of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Are they going to be the new England? How would you say it? New super team. I was trying to think of the NBA. Like
a dynasty?
Yeah. Like a dynasty team. You think they will be, Smalls?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I think they will be.
Really?
For another year. Because they're stacked for now, they're not stacked for the future.
I don't know. I was watching this show with Tom Brady, and he says he has like a few more years left in him.
He's my age. I'll tell you what. If I honestly, I don't like him either, but I'll tell you what. If he can do what he's doing at the age that he's doing, keep going, buddy.
I give him props.
You got props from me. You got that many rings, and you know, you got that grade of coach. Their coach he's smart. But then again, you look at it, look at the talent he's got. And anybody that can talk Gronk into coming out of WWE to play football.
That was a joke. That was the biggest joke ever.
I mean, Gronk's just sitting there on a beach taking money. You know, he's got his money. I mean,
partying it up,
yeah. You know, and next thing you know, you get, oh man, I got a text message. Oh my God, it's Tom Brady. He wants me to come to Tampa Bay. Who wouldn't go?
I predicted that. I knew Gronk was going to go play with Tom Brady.
Well, and what's with this way? Because you look at New England, and Bill Belichick thought it was all him that was doing it. It was actually Tom Brady holding up that team, as you can see from last year. Because that was my biggest question, is who was making that team? Was Bill Belichick or was it Tom Brady?
My point is, I think why Tom Brady left, just to prove that he didn't need Bill Belichick to win the Super Bowl. I give him props. Like, I give Tom Brady props for, you know, proof that, you know, he doesn't need Bill Belichick.
Well, it was that, and he was always the fall guy.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick could always blame Tom Brady on any situation.
He did. Yeah. He did. Every time they lost, I remember hearing him, Brady.
Brady didn't do this.
Brady didn't do this. Brady didn't do that. Brady didn't do this. Brady didn't do that. And then when this Tampa Bay deal came up that he might sign with Tampa Bay, I'm like.
Oh. It was the Los Angeles Chargers or Tampa Bay? That was the two teams.
What if he would have went to the Chargers?
I think he would have.
I don't know. He would have turned around and won a Super Bowl.
It depends if he would have had Gronk with them and all the other players.
Any team he goes on to, he'll win a Super Bowl.
You know what, then?
You could go trade Tom Brady for Baker Mayfield right now, and the Browns will win it.
Hey, you know what? Let's trade Kirk Cousins, and let's trade the draft picks for the next 10 years and get Brady in here because Minnesota needs a Super Bowl.
Brady only has like 3, maybe 4 years the most.
Give him 3 years. I'd do it. I'd do it.
I wouldn't waste my draft picks on
Brady?
I wouldn't wait. Give him a trade of all of them.
You know what?
Maybe like a first round, like next year, and then a couple of second round picks.
You know what? I bet you my fiance sitting at home saying, "Are you serious? You really do this?" She's probably jumping, saying, "You wait till you get home because you hate Tom Brady."
I'd rather trade all my draft picks and Kirk Cousins for Patrick Mahomes over Tom Brady.
Kansas City will never, get rid of Mahomes.
That would never happen, but that would be a better move over Brady.
Oh yeah,
just because how young he is. But yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady is like Patrick Mahomes is like the young Tom Brady.
And just to prove a point too, although Andy has made a point that Bill Belichick has developed Tom Brady, though. Look at the draft pick that Tom Brady was.
Oh, I'm not saying. Oh, I'm not saying.
I mean, yes, it's true that fifth rounder,
fifth round pick.
But
probably the best steal of anybody in an NFL draft. That is crazy. It's going to be.
Well, and then one more topic that I want to kind of hit on, because we're talking about the best teams. Right? We're talking about the Logan teams. Who do we think is going to be the worst NFL team this year? I think it's going to be Houston.
Jacksonville
and Houston. Who's going
to? Katie, I'm going to go to you on this.
I have no idea. I want to say the Packers. I don't know. Crush your heart a little bit.
God, I
would love it if Dallas went, 0-17 this year.
Hey, you know what? I would too, because that means then we get the number one pick. But who are we going to take?
Well, we got Jets is another one.
Yeah, the Jets. Yep.
I mean, we need our fans here to tell us who we also think. But
I think the Panthers too are in the top list.
I think the Panthers will win at least two games though, and I think the bottom fields are only going to win.
Maybe the Broncos.
No, Denver will be. I'm thinking
they have a quarterback thing like the Chicago Bears do.
I'm thinking this year the bottom feeder will be the Jets.
Someone just said the Jets, Andy.
The Jets, the line. I want to say no, not the line.
Well, the Lions don't have. Who's the Lions' starting quarterback?
I mean, Jeff Goff.
Yeah, Goff. Jeff Goff.
So, Jared Goff. I mean, Jared. Sorry.
So yeah, they're,
but the Rams got their heck of a trade though.
Oh Matt my Safi, God, I was going to ask you about that too. What's your feel on that one?
I think the Rams are going to really do good.
You think so? Yep. You think the Rams will?
Dude, they got the number one defense,
and now they got a quarterback that's not afraid to sling the football
and mobile.
As long as they play
and
the Vikings,
some good weapons too.
As long as he plays the Vikings 16 games, he'll throw for 400 yards because he does. It seems like he always does when they play Minnesota.
Well, I'm happy I got a person on my side here. We have Texas also on the bottom feeders and Rams on my team as well. So
Andy said the Rams are his team. I know what that is, but like, dude, when I first saw Cooper Kupp, I knew he was going to be incredible.
Cooper Kupp's a stud. He is a stud. Top draft pick this year, fantasy football, really quick.
Fantasy draft. Top quarterback.
Well, that's top overall pick.
Mahomes,
easily.
Yeah.
My boy. I'm telling you, my boy. I got number one pick every
also,
year.
Also, since we're talking about NFL, too, we're going to talk about some local players. They're not really local, but college. We got Lance and Carson Wentz.
You know, that night, really quick. Go ahead.
I don't talk about Bison football, so I'm going to be out on this one.
All right.
I got to support local, you know.
I hear you. I think everybody's telling me, everybody's posting, you know, on my, and telling me, Brian, you know, we know you're a closet Bison fan. Because I am. Because the reason is, I have an excuse. The reason is, the guy that used to play quarterback for NDSU, Arden Beachy, was my football coach at Staples for a while. So, and so ever since then, but right now I'm UND, Bubba Schweigert, one of my good friends, great guy. I love him. Never, you know, he does a great job and I hope they win this year. I really, really, really hope they win. I hope they do well.
Well, we got the Bison coming into the Alaris this year.
We do.
So,
phone call.
Is someone calling us?
No, somebody's calling me.
No, that's a personal phone.
Phone call.
So no, but we got the Bison coming into the Alaris this year. After 2 years of the Bison not wanting to come up here, those little crybabies down south of us.
Oh God,
yeah, that's only good thing about them is that's all they do is win football championships. Because
I mean, at least we got
bring back the nickel trophy. Yeah. That's what I want. I missed that rivalry.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to get the nickel back,
or something else. I mean, even if it's not the nickel, we got to get another trophy in here. We're in the same conference as they are. We're probably not as good as they are yet, but you know,
we're gonna save Bison Sioux Week for we're gonna pick that game come that week. We're gonna have everybody pick it, and then we'll see. Who's
we right. just but, did something with the Mindy Titans last Saturday. We were in the same division as the Fargo Invaders.
Yeah.
We made a plaque, actually. It says I-29. We call it the I-29 Bowl. So that's each awesome. Team, yeah. So that's we're bringing awesome. That
well,
back.
Well, so now you just took one name away from the University of North Carolina for their trophy.
I think we got to come back with the nickel. But to answer your question really quick, I think Trey Lance is going to be good. I think he'll be all right. He's got a lot of talent. Great kid. He's got a lot of heart and will never quit. I think Trey Lance is going to do well. Carson Wentz, I think he's going to do a lot better. I think Indianapolis might be pretty good this year just because of the fact that you look at it, Carson Wentz. I kind of put Carson Wentz in the same realm as Kirk Cousins in a sense. Not a light quarterback, but neither one of them had an offensive line. I mean, you put Carson Wentz behind the right offensive line, I think he's going to be
well, and the reason
mid-range.
For that is just because he can't run, and he's made in China. I mean, well,
every time Carson Wentz ran that ball, he always got injured.
Exactly.
That's true.
It's like, yeah, true. This is the game before the Super Bowl. He got injured. He ran it in for a touchdown and got injured.
But now, do we think Philadelphia would have won that game if Carson Wentz would have been in? Because I think Foles played better coming in than Wentz did all year.
Smalls, what do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of tough. I don't know. Wentz.
Who was it? New England, right?
It was New England into the Super Bowl, yes.
There's no way. There's no way Philly would have won with Carson Wentz. Philly could have had.
Exactly.
New England was. That was their year.
Are you calling that a fluke? Are you calling this a fluke win for the Eagles over the Patriots that year? Are we calling that a fluke?
I don't know if I'm calling it a fluke or not, but
I was happy.
I was happy the Eagles beat the Patriots. Just seeing Tom Brady's face, just disappointed.
So whoever New England plays against, that's my team that I always go for. So when the Vikings play New England, I'm a Vikings fan.
Whoa! Wait a minute now. You're a Packers fan and you're cheering for Minnesota?
Only when they play New England, because that only happens, once every 6 years? So.
Okay. I like that. I'll give you that. Smalls?
That's how I feel the same with the Cowboys. So whoever plays the Cowboys, I'm just saying that's how I am.
I'm so happy we can pick on this guy.
Somebody
do
me a favor. If you're watching this, please, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, would you please help me out on this situation?
Well, he can only come in for 1 week, though, one show, and then we can not bash the Cowboys is what would happen. If you get a Cowboy fan in here.
Believe me. And I'm looking straight at the camera. That will never happen. That'll never happen. These guys are going to bash me every week. After opening weekend, when we beat Tampa Bay on Thursday Night Football, when we come in here Friday and we beat Brady in the Bucs, I can sit here and say, Smalls, we beat the Super Bowl champs, baby.
You can give me all the crap you want.
Well, at the same token, too, though, I don't want Tampa Bay to win many games either. So, but...
It's just me. I despise every team that Tom Brady will play for.
Yeah. I know. He's just.
But at the same token, though, Dallas, they don't have that game because they're not going to go into the Super Bowl this year anyway.
No, we're not. No, I mean, it's going to be a weird year for my team. Dak's back, but it's going to be. It's weird. Would I have signed Ezekiel Elliott for all that money? Probably not. But we did, and so now we got to live with it, and we'll see what happens. Should we
go with college hockey? Yeah.
You want to talk pro hockey really quick?
We can just sit on this topic real quick about St. Thomas coming into going from D3 to D1 in all sports. They're going to be in the Summit League for most of their sports, the WCHA for women's hockey, and they're going to be in the new CCHA. With the WCHA kind of combined the conferences there, but I think it's a good move. I mean, it's kind of funny that this team has a conference, Arizona State doesn't, for hockey.
Yeah, how does that work? Arizona State, I mean, and next year it got announced that next year in Las Vegas, Arizona State's going to play the University of North Dakota in Las Vegas next year. So we had Las Vegas last year, right?
In the big boy ring too, though. Not the little Orleans arena. We're going to be in the big Knights arena there, T-Mobile arena, 17,000, 18,000.
So that means we'll have the cheerleaders and everybody and yelling, let's go Knights, right?
No. But you know what I want to know is, hey, why not? Let's have that show. They put on a better pregame show than North Dakota. What are we going down there?
I'm just telling you right now, UND fans are going down there. They're going to go in drones. Yeah. And I'm telling you, if you're living in Nashville right now and you're watching us, which I don't know. I hope you are.
You're going to be seeing a lot of green
jerseys. You're going to be
jerseys.
Seeing a lot of green jerseys and, that weekend. And make sure.
You do not run out of beer, right?
Please make sure. Please make sure. I'm looking straight at the camera. Please make sure you have enough beer in the bars. Because St. Paul ran out when we went down there for the WCHA Final Five 1 year. And it was St. Paddy's Day. They ran out. So I'm just telling you how many people we're bringing. Because it's going to be a jam-packed house.
Well, I'm ready to get roasted here about NHL hockey, so let's do that here.
Really quick. Katie, you an NHL hockey fan?
Yeah. I think Tampa Bay's going to win it.
Do you? How many games do you think it'll go? What is the series? 2-2?
It's 2-0
right now, best of seven.
They're playing tonight at Montreal. Obviously, the first two games were at Tampa Bay. Now they're going to Montreal.
Well, the question I'll ask you, Katie.
I'll try.
Will Montreal come back and win the cup?
I don't know. I mean, they have home ice advantage. I just don't know. I really don't know. Probably not.
You think Tampa Bay will win?
Well, just because they're already up 2-0 and they're just going to keep fighting. And
bring up your point.
I'll have a better answer next week after tonight.
No, Here you go. Here's the point that he brought up to me.
Well, we'll just clarify this one deal. Montreal, the next two games are Montreal,
yep.
And then we go back to Tampa
yep.
for one game, then it goes back to Montreal, then it goes to Tampa.
Yep.
So Tampa does have the extra home game there.
Yep.
But Montreal has done something that I don't think any other team has done for a while. And the last two times that they won the cup has been when they were down 0-2.
Yep. How do you, who are you picking? You picking Montreal or Tampa Bay?
Well, you know, I think Tampa Bay will win the whole thing, but I'm going to go with the upset and say Montreal on this in six.
Canadians.
I'm going with the Canadians.
Canadians in six.
I'm going with Canadians.
All right.
You're going with Montreal.
I wanted to, you know what, who Come I really on, wanted to go? I was supporting them was the Vegas. Islanders.
The Islanders?
Yes.
Brock Nelson and the Islanders.
Brock was doing awesome.
I was going for every, once the Wild got out, I was going for any team that had a super on it.
Yeah.
And then when that all happened, it was like, okay, well, let's go for the underdog. But at the same token, we should be happy the cup is staying in the U.S. on a Canadian sport.
But it's been years.
It's been like since the 90s or something since we've had a cup up there.
I got, I wanted Vegas.
Hell no.
I wanted Vegas to win.
Oh, hell no.
I do. I wanted Vegas, but Vegas got beat. Actually, before the playoffs even started, I'm a Colorado Avalanche fan and a Chicago Blackhawks fan. I like Colorado, but I'm a bigger Blackhawks fan than anything. But if I had to pick Stanley Cup right now, I'd take Tampa Bay in six. Tampa Bay, Montreal will get one at home. And then it may go five. I'll take Tampa Bay in five.
The only way Montreal wins this series is they have to win both their games on home ice. That's the only way that this is going to work for them.
It sucks for Canadian fans because they can't be at the game.
And that's the other thing.
Right? So that's another thing. It's kind of weird because
3,500 fans or
Tampa
something
Bay
like
could have all the fans, but Canada can't. Yeah.
And that makes it kind of a benefit to, I think, Montreal, though, because they're used to, they played in empty stadiums the whole year. So that benefits Montreal more than Tampa Bay as far as that goes.
Andy just wrote up and said Stafford's going to light it up this year for the Rams.
I didn't want to bring that up, but that's been posted there for a while.
I just saw it. So thanks, Andy. Thanks, Dave, for posting. Dave put up the Texans are going to be the worst team. So we'll see.
I'm happy. Like I said, I'm happy that someone agreed with me there. And I'm sure no one chimed in about roasting me on the NHL topic here.
Yeah.
I mean, how did I not get roasted?
I don't mind about talking about NHL.
I meant just getting roasted because I thought, 90% of America, if not 100% of America, is rooting for Tampa Bay. And the other reason why I don't like Tampa Bay, though, is they kind of got cocky fans. They're a cocky team. I mean, they won it. I don't want them to go back-to-back.
The question is, who won the cup last year?
Exactly, Tampa Bay, which is why
they're going back-to-back.
I think that's when Hacksaw was assistant coach or something like that, too. Yes, so he has the cup on him.
Dave Hacksaw? He was assistant of Toronto.
Not
Tampa Bay. I thought he was part of Tampa Bay, too.
No.
I want to do a fact check on that one.
No, it was Toronto. He went from Philly.
I think he went to
Toronto.
He went to Toronto to be an assistant, and then I think it was also an assistant power play assistant too, or something like that. Which brings up to another point.
Maple Leafs.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So,
but here brings up
I
the
was
other
thinking
point.
Of what's his name? Now he's
Dane Jackson?
the goalie.
Goring.
Goring. He was a
Carl. Yep.
Yeah. He Carl was a, Goring he was with Tampa Bay. Yep. That's
yep.
what it was.
Yep.
So we got another coming here saying Vegas is my team. Tampa is going to be hard to beat. And, then we just got caught there. But then the other topic, too, though, is with Dave Hackstall, and I should not be saying this right now, but I never have liked his power play moves, as far as dumping the puck, dump and chase.
Oh, my God, don't get me going on that.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, is he going to bring that style to Seattle? Because if he does, he's going to get roasted in the NHL because he did it in Philly, and it freaking irritated me.
When we used to go to Sioux games, my buddy had season tickets every year, and we'd always say, we would lead the nation if they had passing on a power play as a stat. We would lead the nation in passing on a power play. And it's like, Jesus, see what happens when you shoot? You score on a power play. They never used to shoot. But
anyway, you got our new coach in there now, Brad Berry. He actually skates it in or kind of dumps it back. I hate the dump, back.
The dumping.
The dumping back to play and then go outside a lot. Yep. But that is a better strategy than dumping it in, because if you're dumping it in, that means you're faster than the other team. Half the time when Dave Haxel had a team, they were not faster. Especially on those Olympic ice sheets. Like when you went into those Olympic ice sheets, they would get beat.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. And they wouldn't change that.
Okay, really quick. Anything else you got really quick before we say sayonara till next Friday? Anything you're looking forward to this weekend or sports-wise for the weekend?
Not that I could think of.
What are you going to do for the 4th? You
doing anything? I'm probably going to be going camping and then lighting fireworks.
Are you?
Yeah.
I sat at my house last night on my deck. My dogs were going crazy. I was laying in bed, and I was watching the NBA playoffs last night. And laying in bed, and my house was...
Speaking of NBA, who are you rooting for?
Come on, man. I'm a Lakers fan, diehard Lakers fan. Been a Lakers fan since I was little, but I'll tell you what. Devin Booker is a stud. And I am more than happy to see Chris Paul get a ring. I am. It's about time. 16 years. And I want him to win a ring.
I'm either rooting for the Suns, Atlanta, or Milwaukee. But those are the three teams.
Well, Milwaukee, so I go for it just because of the fact that the Green Bay Packer connection. Oh,
I'm Giannis, sorry. Like, Lakers?
Giannis is hurt. He's out. He's done.
Cool. So my spot is open, so just contact the GFP Studios for new goals. So
those Lakers, yeah. Let's not talk about LeBron. Why maybe James?
Oh, no. I've been a Lakers fan. I don't like LeBron. I don't, and you know that. I'm there. So you're going to just head out of town this weekend?
Yeah. Light
some fireworks?
And then hopefully next week.
Hang out with family?
Yeah.
That'll be good. We'll look forward to coming back. Oh, you guys are off this week. Who do you
We're
got next
week? We're off this week. It's going to be away. We're going to be playing the Sabercats. As well as the week following week after is the Minneapolis Warriors. And then the home game, July 26th, is going to be Bismarck Wolves in East Grand Forks.
What do you got going this weekend? Anything?
Not much. Just sleeping, hanging out with family. Not doing much, hanging around town. So.
You looking for anything in particular for sports-wise?
Mostly just watch Montreal get a double win here.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, this weekend for me, I'm just going to hang out around the house, grill some food with the fiance, with the kids, swim in my new pool. We got a pool now. Smalls, if you're not doing anything.
I just want to give a shout-out to GF Best Source for helping us with this show.
Yeah.
Give us this show as well. As don't forget, a big shout-out to Raptor PCS.
Which I had nothing to do with the technical difficulties, but every time I come in here, we have some.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul, for getting us up and running. Katie, for getting us running, keeping us running, and joining the show today. Katie, anytime you want to pop in, you're more than welcome. We love to have you. Everybody, thank you. Happy 4th of July from all of us at Raptor PCS, the Mindak Titans, and Biggie Smalls, and myself. You guys all have a great week. We'll see you next week. And if there's anything you guys want to talk about next week, hit up Smalls. Hit them up. Hit everybody up. Let us know. And we're going to be off and running next week. So happy 4th of July. Take care. God bless. And we'll see you soon. Bye.